City finances in good shape. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS News. The 2010-2011 budget was once again under the microscope at the December 8th meeting of the Murfreesboro City Council. It sounds like we don't have a lot to worry about.
This is more a housekeeping measure that we do every year. We actually got in more money than we anticipated, so we were able to spend a little more money on our 2008 from developer reimbursements. And community development got some additional money from Murfreesboro Housing Authority for one of the grants that the federal stimulus passed through.
News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center, on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. You don't have to live with headaches caused by sinus, tension, or migraines. Call Dr. Mark Kessner at 895-1253 for a free consultation. The city will soon switch from standard post to email for issuing bankruptcy notices, and the Federal Transit Authority handed down tougher regulations for the city in regards to drug and alcohol testing for city employees, primarily drivers. The Water and Sewer Board took care of some major housekeeping, signing contracts to supply uniforms to the department, re-roof a building at the Sinking Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, purchase a tractor and ultraviolet disinfectant lamps, and repave portions of South Church Street from Indian Park Drive to Broad Street. The Sports Common Patterson Community Center will offer buy one, get one individual passes from December the 12th to the 31st, and Barfield Park will soon get a new backstop renovation. A new gas distribution line will be installed at the Murfreesboro Municipal Airport. Additional storm drains and asphalt are being laid down along Veterans Parkway, and a new traffic light will soon go up at the intersection of New Salem Highway and Veterans Parkway. Finally, at the suggestion of Councilwoman Scales Harris, the city will soon be sending out letters of thanks to all part-time employees for all their contributions over the past year. For WGNS, this is Zach Troutman.